In Northwest news from KPLU, Hillary Clinton made history Tuesday by officially being nominated as the first female Democratic presidential candidate at the party's national convention in Philadelphia. The delegates from each of the states took part in a roll call vote to make it official, and after the vote was taken, many of the supporters for former candidate Bernie Sanders walked out of the convention hall. Washington State Delegate Trang Nguyen was among them. KPLU's Ed Ronco talked with her at the end of the night as part of our election series from the floor. Nguyen explains that she's still struggling with the idea of backing Clinton.
So we heard Washington State's Democratic Party Chairman Jackson Ravins announce the vote totals on the convention floor for Washington, of course. What was it like to be there during that?
That was really exciting. I was standing right in front of the podium. I don't know if you were able to see me. I was standing on my tippy toes, and I had a huge Bernie sign. But that was very exciting because we wanted to make sure Bernie Sanders knew 73% of the state adores him, supports his platform, and is very involved in this movement.
After the roll call, the focus seemed to shift. We heard an evening that was very much about Hillary Clinton as the nominee. What did you hear that you liked?
I understand that Bernie Sanders did all that he could for us, and I understand his decision to, do an acclamation for Hillary Clinton, but I found it very, very difficult to fall in line and be a supporter of Hillary Clinton. There are certain things that are very, very important to me that she hasn't addressed, such as a carbon tax and banning fracking. To be honest, I felt like I didn't belong there at the DNC after she was nominated.
Are there points, are there things on which you're comfortable compromising or are good enough to earn your support?
I was very happy to hear that she rolled out an education plan towards the right direction. Families that are making an annual income of less than $125,000 a year can have their children go to a public college or university tuition-free. That's a step in the right direction, but again, it's not Bernie Sanders, and I was elected to represent the voters of Washington who overwhelmingly supported him and his policies. His platform is all about the working class and is responsive to the needs of the working class. I wish I saw more of that from Secretary Clinton.
What do you need to hear to support the Democratic nominee?
I feel like there's still time between now and November for Secretary Clinton to persuade a lot of Bernie Sanders supporters to join her team. And so I don't have an exact answer for you right now. I wish I did. I'm still experiencing a lot of conflict, and hopefully I will know more for you and for listeners within the next day or two, but I will be waiting.
Bernie Sanders himself has told his supporters, please support Hillary Clinton. Does that carry any weight for you?
Absolutely. I trust his judgment, and I hear him out. I totally respect that. But at the same time, I know that the voters of Washington want more, and so do I.
I think these are the conversations that a lot of people around the country are having right now with friends and relatives and, you know, on both sides. Some people are asking, who should I vote for? And other people are calling up their relatives and saying, why aren't you ready to vote for, you know? So,
sure. The dialogue continues to draw me in time and time again. But I will say this. I'm going to be a union rep at my elementary school. I want to work as hard as I can in this political movement to make the Democratic Party as inclusive as possible, whether that means having open primaries. We just recently learned that the weight of superdelegates has lessened. So we are moving in the right direction.
It sounds like this experience has shifted your focus from candidates, where I think most people look, to the system, to how the system works.
Absolutely. I think there needs to be systematic change in order for there to be results that will directly benefit the working families of the United States.
So with this day behind you and a feeling of not being welcome or not belonging, what's tomorrow going to be for you? What are you anticipating tomorrow?
Well, I think it's really important that I meet with my delegation to discuss what are some moves that we're going to consider as activists in this revolution, as delegates honoring the people of Washington.
That was Washington State Delegate Trang Nguyen talking with KPLU's Ed Ronco. We'll be hearing Nguyen's view of the Democratic National Convention throughout this week.